Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think the Guardian should be thinking about this one way or another. Even if you're in the buyer category, obviously you want Santana here. He's got some pop to him in the past couple weeks. And as the weather has gotten warmer, he obviously has gotten warmer. There's value. There's a reason why we're talking about him as if another team would want him. There's value there. But I look at it, I thought he made a great point, Al did, with the Tigers last year and Jack Flaherty. Jack Flaherty, who's on their team now this year, who they traded back for. Mm-hmm. But they sent him away to the Dodgers and they said, all right, hey, wish you the best of luck. And a run broke out. And like they ended up just tearing up baseball in the past couple months of the season. They could have used starting pitching. They went in a very bullpen heavy display, and right. It ended up working out for them. I mean, they had a deep postseason run still, even without Jack Flaherty, and they got the pieces and everything else that accompanied it.
I just think when you're talking about somebody like Carlos Santana, part of the conversation has to be, who is he standing in the way of?
Yeah, and I think right now he's standing in the way of Manzardo.
And that's a problem, right?
I look at it as a problem. Like, I have a hard time, and listen, it stinks that David Fry can only DH right now, okay? Like, that's part of him coming back from the injury, but that's the reality the Guardians have to play with. And if you want a guy who was an all-star a year ago to be in the lineup, and it looks like they do, then David Fry is going to be your DH, and that's the reality. But in the meanwhile, I'm watching Manzardo just sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. Manzardo's played too good, and he's been too impactful, and he matters so much, I believe, for the future of this team,
right. That,
like, Santana's standing in the way of that. And I like Santana and what he brings to the plate, but he's got value right now.
And he just happens to play the wrong position for this roster makeup.
That's it, yeah. So, like, I think there's a real conversation to be had. It's very similar to the Browns quarterback conversation in a weird way,
mm-hmm.
where if you play Joe Flacco, I understand you want to try to win, you want to try to put the best team out there, present the best team, everything else is associated. We'll get to that conversation a little bit later on. But what exactly are you accomplishing if you play Joe Flacco and then let's say he plays 17 games?
Mm-hmm.
You're learning nothing about your rookie quarterbacks, you're learning nothing about Shador or Dylan Gabriel, and you're just kind of going. And I feel like with Santana, every time I see him at the plate now, if this season is about some of the younger guys, DeLauder getting up here, Kafis getting up here, and building towards something.
Is that what this season is about, though?
Well, that's what the Guardians have to decide. I think it still is. I maintain that I think this season, I think they were trying to finish 3, 4, 5 games above 500, get some of the younger guys up there, and establish who and what they're going to be for next year. Now, the other side of that coin, Chris, would be, well, you're wasting J. Ram's prime. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can make an argument. Last year, they were trying to accomplish the same thing I'm telling you they're trying to accomplish this year, and the chips just fell the right way, and they got off to a hot start, and you couldn't ignore it. I mean, last year, they finished 27-27 down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Not as if they finished playing extremely great baseball. The front half of that season carried them. But yeah, I think this season is about, in many ways, who's going to be the guys when you start calling up Bazana, when you start calling up some of the heavy, heavy hitters, who's there in that makeup? And Santana's not going to be there.
I think the hard thing for any front office, whether it's Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, Jonathan, is that they understand that it's a bottom line business,
mm-hmm.
and success is usually determined by outcome. What's your record? Do you finish first in the division? Do you finish second in the division? But I think in the situation that the Guardians are in, I think they owe it to themselves to have an honest conversation and an honest evaluation of who they are and what they can accomplish this year. And if they feel like they can't be the best team in the AL Central, if they feel like they can't be a legitimate playoff caliber team, then they do have to shift their mindset. But I know from past experience that these front offices have a really hard time accepting that it's going to be about something other than winning baseball games.
Oh, for sure. And I think this front office and this coaching staff in particular is set up in a way that they can maintain and they can go through the ups and downs of that. And what I mean by that is Antonetti and Chernoff have a job for life here.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll be here when I die. Okay. Like they're firmly planted in that front office. Okay.
If they want to be,
and they've had other offers before. Chernoff turned down the Mets, the team he grew up idolizing and the number one market in the country. When you turn down the Mets, you're telling me that you're here for a while. Okay. But yes, they have that job for as long as they want. And for Vo, this is year two. This isn't year 20. Like it's not. He's not one of these skippers that you're worried about whether or not the Guardians are just going to kick to the back. I mean, he was in the ALCS last year. That bought him some good graces, and he's going to have a chance to go through with this younger team. He's going to when he manages a team that is a deep postseason run again. I don't envision that team being one that has Carlos Santana at first base.
No, I don't either.
It's the one that has Manzardo there. It's
That's
the one
exactly
that has Kafis involved. It's the one that has DeLauder involved and Bazana and all these other guys. Now, like, I was reading ESPN earlier today, Chris, and they did like buyers, sellers, and what every team needs to be looking at right now and where they're at. And I just thought it was interesting because it's like what they need to do before the deadline, dot, dot, dot. And their answer was see where they stand. And it's like, yeah, that notion's a little bit of a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But that's exactly the spot that the Guardians are in. The same way I can talk about trading Santana is the same way a month from now I might turn around and be like, well, Marcell Ozuna has a bad history, but if the devil had a 900 OPS, I'd sign him to play too. So like it's a fascinating spot, and the next month or so is really going to be able to tell us exactly what you need. But I do think Guardians fans start to have an open mind in all of this discussion and a reality that does set in. Like, is Santana's at-bats getting in the way when you watch Manzardo just sitting there eating bubble gum every single night instead of actually playing in these games?
It's just at some point as an organization, you have to pick a direction. And you have to be confident in that direction, and you have to have full belief in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In that direction, and you have to say to yourself that it's going to benefit us, maybe not in the short term, but in the long term.
Well, on the other side of that, though, and I think it's just interesting to point out, is that there's a chance that it does benefit you in the short term as well. It's not Santana's great. I mean, he's good. I almost said great. That was me exaggerating for a second.
He's been good lately.
He's been good lately. He always heats up and he always plays better when it gets warmer. I mean, I ragged on him for the first month of the season because it did not look good. He's played much better as of late. He's still slugging under 400 on the season, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to act like all of a sudden we have Carlos Bonds sitting there at first base.
No.
Like, you can very much get rid of him and play with the idea that any combination of Manzardo, DeLauder, Kafis, whoever you end up playing in these rotating spots as you try to figure it all out, can do what Carlos Santana has done. It's not like he's hitting 45 bombs on the year.
That's correct.
Or 50 dongs, as you would say, on the year.
You're right about that.
He doesn't go Yahtzee all the time.
I think it's fair to say that you could probably get the same level of production from Kyle Manzardo if he becomes the guy that the Guardians hope he is.
Right.
If he becomes the guy that this fan base hopes that he is.
And in the meanwhile, you could still get something in return for Santana, and you're not blocking Manzardo, and you're not blocking the development of one of these guys. Like, it's a... I don't even think Santana would take it any sort of personal way. You'd be going to a contending team. You'd be going to another team that obviously needed his at-bats, and then he'd have opportunities. I don't think he's looking at this like, I need to retire with the Guardians.
Yeah.
And this certainly is not like a Nick Chubb situation. Like, I like Santana, but we don't owe Santana anything that way. He's been with the team multiple times, multiple stops. He has done a great job with the Guardians. He's not an all-time Guardian.
And it's not a situation either, Jonathan, where you don't, if you lose Santana, you don't have enough adults already in that clubhouse to replace him.
Right.
Yeah. Some of these guys,
I mean,
you pay Austin Hedges to be that guy.
That's part of their role.
Not
on the roster for his at-bats.
Yes. So if you feel like you have a clubhouse that can accept the fact that Carlos Santana is gone or can thrive without him, don't need his leadership as much, don't need his maturity, his experience, because you have enough other guys that can step in and fill that void, then I don't think you have to worry about that aspect of it, right? Because any kind of conversation that you have, it's multi-layered. But if you start peeling back the layers, there just isn't enough benefit. And I know that he is popular. And I know that he loves it here in Cleveland. And even when he wasn't playing for the Guardians, he kept his house here.
Yeah, because and then he sold it like 10 days before he got traded here.
Right. But
it's so unfortunate.
So, I mean, like,
I think about that at least once every, like, week.
There are sort of emotional ties-ish with him. But when you start peeling back all these different layers, you're like, the benefits of having Carlos Santana on the roster, they just don't outweigh the downside of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at that point, you have to move on. And I don't think the Guardians are going to get a whole bunch in return for him, just from a player perspective, from a prospect perspective. But the other dominoes that could fall into place, I think that is going to make them better.
Yeah, no question. Zach and Men are up next. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
You're going to think this is crazy, but this is not a terrible idea.
Oh, no.
Instead of a salary cap, and I'm just throwing some numbers out there, if you spend over $150 million, that team, they, at the end of the year, you put one loss in the loss column. And every $50 million they spend over that, $200, $250, $300, and so on, they add another loss to the end of the season record. What do you think?
So you just penalize the teams that spend a lot of money and have a lot of money to spend?
Right, instead of a salary cap.
Wow.
They're not going to do a salary cap.
Zach, I didn't follow at all, but I thought your laugh was delightful.
Thank you.
Okay.
So every $50 million you spend over $150 million,
I got the concept.
You lose another game.
Thank you, Zach. I got the concept.
I don't know that that's a huge problem. Okay. Obviously, there are teams in Major League Baseball that are very, very successful because they can spend more than other teams.
Yes, yes.
We can all admit that.
Yes, no one's arguing that.
But at the same time, it's not taking away from the fact that some of these other non-spending teams or teams that don't spend as much as these, they're still competitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're still finding a way. It's just a different path that they have to take. There's a different margin
You got to be thriftier. And also, when you have some of these young players, you do have to do some of the service time manipulation, which the Guardians right now seem like they're employing. They're going to wait till June 17th before they call up DeLarder and Kafis and all these guys, because it's going to help them with the Super 2, and it's going to help them in trying to game the system a little bit more. Meanwhile, Boston calls up their young prospect, doesn't worry about that. Caglione in Kansas City, a team that probably should worry about these things, didn't have to worry about that.
And Kirst came up for the A's.
Yeah, you just got to play these things just a little bit different, and that's all right. Dylan Sampson plays things just a little bit different. He's the Browns rookie running back taken in the fourth round. He'll join us next right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.